Peter Mandelson and the Health Secretary, Alan Johnson, have been in New York this week to try and talk up the prospects for the British economy. They're very concerned about what they view as the commentariat in the US being overly pessimistic about Britain. So Mandelson and Johnson have been to visit a number of large investors in the UK, including Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, various of the drugs companies. They've been to meet the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, and they're just generally trying to sell a message that it's really not as bad as people think in the UK. Mandelson appearing on CNBC television overheard the boss of Starbucks, Howard Schultz, giving an interview in which he was very disparaging about Britain. He said that Britain was in a downward spiral with very, very poor consumer confidence, and he was implying that Britain was really in worse shape than the US. I think that angered Mandelson, and he immediately responded to it on television. And then when I asked him about it at a diplomatic cocktail party in the evening, he expressed even further irritation at the Starbucks boss.
And in that television program, when Mandelson responded to Howard Schultz, he was at pains to suggest that Howard Schultz was basing his view of the British economy on the performance of Starbucks, which is facing some challenges. But is that likely? After all, Howard Schultz is a shrewd and very successful businessman. So do you think he's done his own in-depth research of what's going on in Britain and has a clear view?
Well, Starbucks has clearly got a view of what's going on the high street. They're a very major presence on the British high street, as they are on the US high street. Having said that, they do have issues of their own. They're generally considered to have overexpanded over the past few years. They opened too many stores, too close together, and some of them have proven to be very brittle once the economy's turned down. So that was the point that Mandelson was making, that some of Starbucks' problems are of their own making. But also, having said that, you can't deny that Starbucks is one of many, many companies on the high street experiencing difficulties at the moment. So Schultz's comments clearly have to be taken seriously.
And what can you say about the US view of the British economy in general? Is there a sense in which they seem to be more worried about us than we think they should be?
Well, I think it's come full circle. When the US started going sour, there was a tendency in Britain to rub hands together and say the American form of capitalism has been proven to be flawed. This is an American problem, an American creation, and it's a problem that will lie on US shores. Now the problem has spread fairly undeniably to Britain, to Europe, and to the rest of the world. The Americans are now looking at Europe and saying, well, ha, 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 you're now even worse than us. And look at your banking sector. It got even more out of control than ours. So there's kind of a bit of ideology lurking behind this. The free market, more liberal form of capitalism in America against the slightly more socialized form of market control in Europe. Commentators pointing at each other and saying, yours has done worse than ours in this downturn.
And how damaging are comments like Howard Schultz's to British interests? Bearing in mind, we've also had people like President Sarkozy of France and German Chancellor Angela Merkel making comments about Gordon Brown's handling of the economy in not too rosy terms.
Well, economic progress is all about confidence, really, isn't it? Whether it's confidence among consumers or confidence among investors. When you get negative comments, whether it's from Howard Schultz, whether it's from leading commentators at the Wall Street Journal, whether it's from the heads of state of other countries, certainly it has an impact, and the cumulative effect is bound to have an impact on people's willingness to put money in the UK. So, it's part of the job of British ministers to bang the drum for Britain and to say, come and put your money here, things are still strong, things are still steady. Perhaps using four-letter words is unfortunate, but if you take out the four-letter word from what Peter Mandelson said, I don't think there's anything wrong with it whatsoever.